And the resolution.
Can we call the House Committee on Healthcare to order for this lovely April 17th? And see what we can do to get out of here on time today. I have some carryover announcements, so let me read them all. These are bills that will be carried over until Monday. That's House Bill 2758, House Bill 2222. Let me try to keep up. Okay, House Bill 2369, House Bill 2696, House Bill 3347, House Bill 3427. Yeah. Those we will carry over mostly because we don't have the paperwork, mostly because we got amendments in the last minute.
Can we? I know time is of the essence, but could we do that one more time?
Oh, sure. And I'll do it at the end as well.
Yeah, okay, but just
House Bill 2758, House Bill 2222, House Bill 2369, House Bill 2696, House Bill 3347, and House Bill 3427.
Thank you.
I also, for information, if you're here for a public hearing on House Bill 3534, we won't have that public hearing today. I'm going to open a public hearing on House Concurrent Resolution number 21.
And ask her,
I just put eye drops in to help me see. They haven't kicked in yet. HCR 23. Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I don't think this one's going to be too controversial.
Oh, I don't know.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. And for the record, my name is Representative Mike Nierman. I'm from House District 23. And I'll try to be quick on this because I know you have a packed, exciting agenda here. But this was brought to me by a constituent of mine who you may know. John Teague is the chief of police of the city of Kaiser, who's also a constituent of mine. And he brought this to me to honor Ron Post, who's also a constituent of mine. In 1979, Ron Post was a successful businessman living in West Salem. One night while watching the news, he saw a horrible story of the killing fields of Cambodia and the terror of the Pol Pot regime, which was causing a mass exodus of Cambodians to Thailand. He looked over at his teenage daughter sleeping on the sofa and said, if not for the grace of God, she could be one of them, and I have to do something. So within weeks, he had assembled a team of volunteers, doctors, nurses, and EMTs who shortly thereafter flew to Thailand and worked in a temporary shelter for weeks. The rest of this letter is, I sent it to the committee administrator, and I'm hopeful that she'll put it in OLIS there. But the list, I'll try to keep this short. The list goes on. The famine in Ethiopia, the earthquake in Mexico City, earthquake in Soviet Armenia, and led Ron Post to form an organization, which I think we've all heard of, called Northwest Medical Teams. Which has since been renamed to
Medical Teams International.
So anyway, this has grown into helping millions of people worldwide. He's got a couple other organizations that he's started from this. So he's retired, but he never stops working. So I'm hoping that you'll support this House Concurrent Resolution 23 honoring Ron Post. One other contribution that Ron Post has made to Oregon is he's given us his son, Representative Bill Post, in this assembly too. So I'll be happy to answer any questions.
You can't hold that against you. Are there any questions, Representative?
Can I?
Can I just make a quick comment? Thank you for bringing this forward. You may know my husband works for Mercy Corps and has had a longstanding collaboration with Medical Teams International. I had no idea that Ron Post's son was Bill Post. But I know Ron, and please give him my best.
Good, thank you. And so, Mr. Chair and Representative Kenny Geyer, I had no idea that your husband worked for that, too. So, small world.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you,
no
Mr.
other
Chair.
Witnesses. I will close the public hearing on HCR 23 and open a work session on HCR 23. Representative Nierman, the state to assume you'll carry the bill?
Yes.
We have a motion on the bill.
Yeah, just a second, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I move that HCR 23 be adopted and sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Noss moves that HCR 23 be adopted and sent to the floor with a due adopt resolution. Is that right?
Correct.
With a due adopt resolution. Is there any discussion? Would you please call the roll?
Representative Buehler?
Yes.
Representative Clem?
Excuse.
Representative Kennemer?
Aye.
Representative Kenny Geyer?
Aye.
Representative Lively?
Aye.
Representative Widener?
Aye.
Vice Chair Hayden?
Aye.
Vice Chair Noss?
Aye.
Chair Greenlee?
Aye. Motion carries. Representative Nierman will carry it on the floor. Okay. I'm going to try and work in order of the ones that are left on the agenda today.
Boy, that would be super.
I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2028, and I'd like to make a comment to start. House Bill 2028, the bill that we've worked on over the last couple of years, in fact, actually 4 years now, and have worked on an agreement where pharmacists can work in disease management programs under protocols by one or more physicians. It's a notion that there's room for pharmacists, probably an integrated integrated facilities like primary care homes to take on a much higher responsibility. We had an amendment to Dash 1s that we'll hear and add to the bill today and move it on. But there were also a Dash 5 amendment proposed that is a very powerful amendment, I might say. One that moves pharmacists out into the prescribing world in a much more robust way. And it talks about having pharmacists prescribing oral contraceptives. We had some discussion about it on and off in the last day or two, some in the press, some in other places. But it seems to me a very important issue, but one that it's clear we need to address more clearly. We need to deal with the pharmacy board, the medical board, the pharmacy association, medical association, the insurance companies, and others, as we ask the question, which incidentally I asked in a paper written in 1962, should pharmacists be much more involved in the prescribing of inappropriate circumstances? So I am naming a work group to work on this and get a bill back to us in the short session. Representative Buehler and Representative Hoyle will co-chair the work group, and we'll keep progress on it as we go through our meetings in the interim. So, Representative Buehler, I really thank you for both bringing the idea forward and for being patient to work on it, because I think we might find other areas that it might make sense to authorize pharmacists to spend prescribing and. We'll look forward to a work group report for the short session.
Thank you. He wants to talk.
Go ahead. Please.
I'd like to thank you, Chair Greenlee, for your enormous patience with me with this process. I think this issue potentially could have a marked improvement in women's health care like we haven't seen in quite some time. And I appreciate everyone kind of putting party politics and narrow interests aside and trying to bring women's health care into the 21st century. And it's amazing when you start looking at common practices in slightly different ways, the interesting opportunities that present. So I'm looking forward to working with Representative Hoyle and others, and at the very least get something back in the short session and maybe even by the end of this session through working on the Senate side. So thank you very much. I really appreciate it, and I You had this idea before I was even born. I just have to.
I was thinking it. So. Over 50 years ago, I was a professor of pharmacy administration at the time. Sort of amazing. All right, can I have a motion on the dash ones, please?
Mr. Chair, I would like to move that our committee adopt the dash one amendments dated March 30, 2015.
Person of notes moves the dash one amendments to House Bill 2028 dated March 30th, 2015. Is there any discussion on the dash ones? I think everybody's agreed to this now. There's apparently no controversy with the dash ones. Is there any objection to the dash ones? Dash ones are so moved. And I have a motion on 2028.
Mr. Chair, I would like to move House Bill 2028 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Nose moves that House Bill 2028 is amended with the dash one amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on this? I'd really like to thank all the people, including Representative John Thompson, whose idea this was to begin the process a couple years ago. This has been a lot of work, and a lot of people have been a part of it, and it's, I think, been, I think we have a good product.
Jim.
Didn't I say Jim?
You said John.
No, Jim Thompson. My dear friend, oh, what's his name? Yeah.
Mr. Chair, I'm sure Jim's son, Jonathan, really appreciates the acknowledgement.
No, we're about to call the roll.
Oh, so.
Yeah, he's calling the roll.
We've amended it.
Now we're ready to vote. Did the dash one amendment, now we're.
You're good. We've already done it all.
Sorry.
Representative Buehler?
Yes.
Representative Clem?
Excuse.
Representative Kennemer?
Aye.
Representative Kenny Geyer?
Aye.
Representative Lively?
Aye.
Representative Wagner?
Aye.
Vice Chair Hayden?
Aye.
Vice Chair Nose?
Aye.
Chair Greenland?
Aye. Carried. Motion carries. Whose bill is this?
It's a House.
House bill? I
would. Somebody like to carry it?
I would like to carry it.
You got it.
Wow.
Representative Buehler will carry it. Yeah. Close the work session on House Bill 2028. Sandy, is it okay if we just mark Representative Clem excused at all the roll calls, or do we need to call?
You can. You just made the announcement, Mr.
Please.
Chair.
Okay. The next bill we have is House Bill 2466. What do we have, Madam Administrator?
Mr. Chair, House Bill 2466, you'll remember, was the Department of Consumer Business Services bill that puts Oregon in compliance with the Affordable Care Act. It was a large amendment. If you want me to, I can go through the high points. It adds provision allowing exemptions for some requirements of the ACA for transitional large employer health benefit plans and grandfathered employer benefit plans, allows the director to adopt rules to extend the operative provisions relating to transitional employer health plans, clarifies requirements the requirements to actively market a group health plan, allows the director to specify criteria for small employer for purposes of determining eligibility, makes other technical changes necessary to conform with federal regulations for the catastrophic plans that are offered in and out of the exchange, removes the references to credible coverage, changes language relating to waiting periods and exclusionary periods to conform with federal requirements, clarifies the pre-existing condition can still be imposed on grandfathered individual or transitional health benefit plans, but not group plans, and removes a reporting provision. There is no fiscal impact or revenue impact on the dash one amendment, Mr. Chair.
Have we adopted that amendment?
We have not, Mr. Chair.
The insurance commissioner has been working with the health plans on this. It was a very large amendment that showed up relatively late. They have all agreed there needs to be some amendments, but given time, the recommendation is we move this to the Senate and let them finish the work in the Senate. So if I can have a motion on the amendment, please.
Chair Greenlee, I move to adopt the dash one amendment dated 4/14/15.
Sorry, 4?
4/14/15.
4/14/15. Representative Hayden moves the dash one amendments dated 4/14/15 to House Bill 2466. Is there any discussion of the amendments? If anybody wants to discuss, we'll have Sandy read the 47 pages to you.
65
pages.
I would appreciate it, Mr. Chair.
Will that kill the rest of the bills?
Yes. Any objections to the dash one? No, the dash ones are part of the bill. A motion on the amended bill?
Chair Greenlee, I move House Bill 2466 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Hayden moves House Bill 2466 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Would you please call the roll?
Representative Buehler?
Yes.
Representative
Kenemer? Aye.
Representative
Kenny Dyer?
Aye.
Representative Lively?
Aye.
Representative Weiner?
Aye.
Vice Chair Hayden?
Aye.
Vice Chair Nose?
Aye.
Chair Greenlee?
Aye. Motion carries. I won't ask anybody else to.
To read it.
Close the work session on 2466. Sandy, what?
She is here for 3396.
Which one?
3396. That's their incentive health care combination plan.
Let's open up a work session on House Bill 3396. What do we have?
Mr. Chair, we had a public hearing on this bill March 30th. You'll recall this combines the primary care provider loan repayment fund and the primary health care loan forgiveness fund and other monies into the health care provider incentive fund. Transfers the primary care loan repayment program from the Oregon Health Authority to the Office of Rural Health, directs the Office of Rural Health to convene an advisory committee, specifies the committee membership and directives, requires the office to distribute monies in the fund, declares an emergency effective on passage. We have four amendments, Mr. Chair. We have the dash
1, 4, 5, and 7.
Right. The one which directs the advisory committee to evaluate and report to the Office of Rural Health on the effectiveness and cost efficiency of the tax credits and to study and evaluate the feasibility of and the tax and legal implications of creating a retirement plan to offer licensed health practitioners as an incentive. The dash fours, Mr. Chair, removes the Oregon Health and Science University Scholars for a Healthy Oregon portion of the bill. The dash fives add the naturopathic physician to the list of participants, and the dash seven clarifies that the funds are to be transferred from the primary care provider loan repayment fund to the health care provider incentive fund on or after January 1, 2015, and that any funds prior to January 1, 2015 are deposited to the health authority.
And this bill is going to Ways and Means.
By prior reference, Mr. Chair, that is right.
You okay with all the amendments? Okay. Can we have to move them one at a time?
Yes, we do, Mr. Chair.
Let's do it.
Chair Greenlee, I move to adopt the dash one amendment dated 3/12/15.
Ms. Hayden moves the dash one amendments to House Bill 3396, dated 3/12/15. Is there any discussion on the amendment? Any objection? So moved.
Chair Greenlee, I move to adopt the dash 4 amended dated 4/2/15.
Representative Hayden moves the dash 4 amendments dated 4/2/15 to House Bill 3396. Is there any discussion on the amendment? Is there any objection? So moved.
Chair Greenlee, I move to adopt the dash 5 amendment dated 4/6/15.
So Hayden moves the dash 6 amendments.
Dash five
amendments. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Dated 4/6/15. Is there any objection? Hearing none. So moved.
Chair Greenlee, I move to adopt the dash 7 amendments dated 4/15/15.
Representative Hayden moves the dash 7 amendments dated 4/15/15 to House Bill 3396. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So moved.
Mr. Chair, I have 8 more.
I think that's enough.
Okay.
Go ahead. We have a motion on the bill.
Chair Greenlich, I move House Bill 3396 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Hayden moves.
And that the bill be referred to Ways and Means.
By prior
reference.
Representative Hayden moves -3396 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. I assume the Joint Committee on Ways and Means needs to be prepared for Representative Kenemer's 8 more amendments, but they can handle
it. I'll work with Representative Nathanson. I think we could set a record, perhaps.
Is there any discussion? We had 84 on one, I remember, last.
2009. Yeah. Oh, gosh, that's right. You did that to me.
You got a ways to go to get that. Is there any discussion on the motion? Would you please call the roll?
Representative Buehler?
Yes.
Representative Kenemer?
Aye.
Representative Kenny Geyer?
Aye.
Representative Lively?
Aye.
Representative Wagner?
Aye.
Vice Chair Hayden?
Aye.
Vice Chair
Nose? Aye.
Chair Greenlee?
Aye. Motion carries. House Bill 3396 is on the way to Ways and Means, and I close the work session on House Bill 3396. Okay. Next.
No, that was a carryover.
This one ready? We okay? On House Bill 2948.
Yes.
Open a work session on House Bill 2948. Madam Administrator, what do we got?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2948 specifies conditions under which protected health information may be disclosed by a health care provider that does not subject the provider to civil liability. It declares an emergency effective on passage. This had a public hearing on March 11th. You have the -3 amendment before you, which clarifies that a health care provider can disclose protected health information based on their judgment and standards of ethical conduct, specifies the information that can be shared. Did you want to mention your legal opinion?
Mm-hmm. Huh? Wasn't that
okay,
shaken?
Never mind.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
Okay. So you have a -3 before you, Mr. Chair. We do have one slight change on the bill. There's no revenue impact, but with the -3 amendment, there is a fiscal impact on the bill. So if the committee adopts the -3, it will need to go to Ways and Means.
What does the -3 do?
The -3 clarifies that additional conditions under which a health care provider may disclose protected health information for an individual being treated for mental illness without obtaining an authorization from the individual or personal representative.
Why does it need a
and that caused the
why
fiscal?
Why would it need a fiscal?
Okay. The fiscal impact on the bill on the Information Security and Private Office, ISPO, is estimated at $210,602 general fund, one FTE for the 2015-17 biennium, and $185,406 and one FTE for the 17-19 biennium. ISPO is
your bill?
Yes, but I never heard there was a fiscal.
I just got it today.
Let's carry this bill over. 2948, would you add that to the carryover and carry it over to Monday, please?
Okay.
Close the work session on 2948. Representative Kenny Geyer, will you see if you can find out what's going on?
I will.
That seems very odd.
It's very
that
odd.
It didn't have it before, but it had it with.
Well, we never. That.
Oh, you didn't ask for it before.
We didn't ask for a fiscal on the original bill.
I don't know why there should be any fiscal. All it is codifying what is already in federal law.
If you would find out about that, see if we can get it cleared up. If not, we can send it to Ways and Means and clear it up there, I suppose. But let's see what happens between now and Monday.
It's 2948.
Carryover.
Got it. I needed to add it. Okay.
Open a work session to House Bill 3149. What do we have there, Madam Administrator?
3149 had a public hearing last week, Mr. Chair. You'll recall this bill addresses a problem relating to registered nurses who are employed by a public or private school to accept orders from a licensed physician or osteopath from another state or U.S. territory if the order is related to a treatment of a student who has been enrolled at the school for not more than 90 days. We have no fiscal impact on the bill and no revenue impact on the bill, Mr. Chair, and no amendment on the bill.
Can we have a motion, please?
Chair Greenick, I move that House Bill 3149 be moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Hayden moves House Bill 3149 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on the bill? Would you please call the roll?
Representative Buehler?
Yes.
Representative Kennemer?
Aye.
Representative Kenny
Geyer?
Aye.
Representative Blythley?
Aye.
Representative Widener?
Aye.
Vice Chair Hayden?
Aye.
Vice Chair Nose?
Aye.
Chair Greenlight?
Aye. Motion carries. Representative Mike McLean will carry this one. We'll close the work session on House Bill 3149. Open the work session on House Bill 3301. What do we have? Are we okay, by the way?
Let me double check. Okay, we are now.
Is there a big fiscal on it?
There's a minimal fiscal on it.
Okay.
Oh, so sorry. Okay, 3301. Mr. Chair had a public hearing on March 23rd, requires insurers to provide a naturopath physician the choice of being credentialed as a primary care provider or as a specialty care provider. We have a -3 amendment, Mr. Chair, that allows the naturopath physician to apply for credentialing and to meet specific insurer's requirements, deletes the primary care provider language, and deletes the specialist reference. Mr. Chair, we have a no revenue impact on the -3 and a minimal impact on the -3.
Are there any objections to this from anybody that we've heard about?
Not that they don't come to me, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Second motion.
Let's have a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move to adopt the -3 amendments to House Bill 3301 dated April 7, 2015.
Representative Nose moves the -3 amendments to House Bill 3301 dated 4-7-15. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chair, who asked for them or who
asked for?
Well, I expect it's a naturopath who asked for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's fine. Bill, I just wanted to know who the drafter was.
You want to know who the drafter rather who the request? Well, let's make sure.
It makes a difference.
Let's make sure. Yeah,
says.
Come on.
Your invitation, Mr. Chair.
Phil Donovan on behalf of the Oregon Association of Naturopathic Physicians. Thank you for the question, Representative Kennemer. As the committee administrator referenced, this is trying to address the issue where we have insurers who are universally categorizing naturopathic physicians as specialists. My thanks go out to Cambia, the Oregon Medical Association, the DO's Association, and the Oregon Board of Naturopathic Medicines, and working with us on the -3 amendments. I believe they represent a consensus amongst those people who are interested in this legislation.
And that solves the problem?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Good. Thank you very much.
Good work. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Is there any other discussion on the motion?
I'm going to be a no, Chair Greenlick.
Okay. Please call the roll.
Representative Buehler?
No.
Representative Kennemer?
Aye.
Representative
Kenny Geyer?
Aye.
Representative
Blythley?
Aye.
Representative
Widener?
Excuse.
Yes.
Oh.
Aye.
I thought maybe you were going somewhere.
He woke up. I wanted to watch Phil sweat for a little bit.
What was the vote? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Aye. Vice Chair Hayden?
Aye.
Vice Chair Nose?
Aye.
Chair Greenlee?
Aye. Motion carries.
We adopt the amendments, so now we have to do the bill.
Oh, is that the amendment?
That was the amendment. That was
all right.
He objected to the amendment.
I'm sorry. Let's have a motion on the bill.
Mr. Chair.
Buehler,
he voted no.
Yes.
On the amendment.
That's right.
Yeah. We have that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No, no, I was answering Rep. Kenmore before you moved on. Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
That's all right.
Mr. Chair, I would like to move House Bill 3301 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Nose moves House Bill 3301 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on the bill? Would you please call the roll?
Representative Buehler?
No.
Representative Kenmore?
Aye.
Representative Kenny Geyer?
Aye.
Representative Lively?
Aye.
Representative Wagner?
Aye.
Vice Chair Hayden?
No.
Vice Chair Nose?
Aye.
Chair Greenlee?
Aye. Motion carries.
Who?
Was this a committee bill?
No, it's a Rep. Lively bill.
I'm sorry?
Representative Lively's bill.
Lively, would you like to carry it?
Absolutely.
Close the work session on House Bill 3301.
And can we jump to Representative Nose is here for 2231.
3301.
2231. Okay. What do we have? Open a work session, House Bill 2231.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2231 had a public hearing on February 13th. It prohibits coordinated care organizations, or CCOs, from requiring organizational providers to produce information that is redundant and duplicative with respect to or outside the scope of an on-site quality assessment of the organizational provider conducted by the Oregon Health Authority. Grants authority to the OHA to impose civil penalty for the violation of the prohibition, allows OHA to terminate contract with CCO for violation of these requirements. You have a consensus amendment, Mr. Chair. Rep. Nathanson pulled the stakeholder group together. The dash one before you is a product of those discussions. It directs the OHA to develop and maintain a centralized database for the credentialing of the behavioral health care organization providers and to adopt rules relating to the content and operations of the database. It directs OHA to utilize their current committee that's already in place to facilitate the rulemaking process, specifies the criteria of the rules, directs such committee to report to the Legislative Assembly on the database effectiveness no later than December 31st, 2015. We have a minimal impact on the dash one and a no revenue impact, Mr. Chair.
And there's consensus on that, apparently.
I believe, and Rep. Nathanson could probably confirm that.
Oh, he's still here. All right. No, not if you think we have consensus, that's fine. See heads nodding. Okay, let's have a motion on the amendment.
Mr. Chair, I would like to move the dash one amendment to House Bill 2231 be adopted. The amendment is from April 3rd, 2015.
Representative Nose moves the dash one amendments dated 4/3/15 to House Bill 2231. Is there any discussion on the amendments? Is there any objection to the amendment? So moved.
Mr. Chair, I would like to move House Bill 2231 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Nose moves House Bill 2231 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Please call the roll.
Representative Buehler?
Yes.
Representative Kenmore?
Aye.
Representative Kenny Geyer?
Aye.
Representative Lively?
Aye.
Representative Wagner?
Aye.
Vice Chair Hayden?
Aye.
Vice Chair Nose?
Aye.
Chair Greenlee?
Aye. Motion carries. Representative Nathanson, will you carry this one? Thank you very much. We'll close the work session on House Bill 2231 and go back to the beginning of
Okay, let me.
3564.
And I did get it.
Just got it.
That's what Mai has been running up here with.
Okay.
So
keep up, Representative.
What do we have?
This was.
Want to open a work session?
Open a work session on 3464.
Okay, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3464, we heard Wednesday. The original bill established the task force, but we have a replacement amendment, which was the dash 2, which requires the Oregon Health Authority to adopt rules regarding time frames within which a pregnant medical assistant recipient needs general or specialty dental care, specifies services to be covered. Specifies services to be covered, deadlines that the fee-for-service time frames are to be the same, directs OHA to report to the Legislative Assembly no later than December 1, 2016, and it establishes January 2016 as the operative date. Mr. Chair, on the dash 2 amendment, there's no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
Representative Hayden, would you comment on this, please?
So what this bill does is, as amended, this bill was borrowed from my good friend Kenny Geyer here for the relating to clause, and it amends that to allow recipients under the Oregon Health Plan coverage, both on the fee-for-service side, which is the OHA side, and the CCO side, to not have a requirement to have to retain a tooth in order to qualify for a denture. So it removes the six-month requirement to have a tooth prior to getting a denture. In other words, if they got on the system with no teeth, they're still qualified for a denture if this passes. The second thing that it does, if they come into the system and they want a partial denture, which isn't a full set of...
Wait a minute.
Am I on the wrong one?
Yes, you are.
I think you're on the wrong one.
This isn't the denture bill.
Ooh.
This is the one that, requires...
3464.
This is dental services for pregnant women.
Oh.
I was for what you were saying, though.
Well, no, we're going to get...
Let's back up.
Remember what you said. We'll get there.
Let's back up.
I'm probably not going to be for this,
not gonna
but
be this.
I was for the other one.
Okay, so...
It's easier.
This one is easier. So okay. What this is, the preamble there still applies. This was a gut and stuff, basically, for pregnant women that are covered between 38 and 185% of the poverty level. They get services for dental care. Currently, it adopts under the Oregon Health Authority the same rules that a client would get under the CCOs.
These are open card.
These are open card patients. So it would adopt the same rules that the CCO clients get for the open card clients.
Can I add something, Mr. Chair?
Please.
And so open card would cover the Callan population as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are... These are Medicaid people who are not in the CCOs.
Right.
In the CCOs, this is required.
Right.
Okay. Can I have a motion?
Am I making this one? I think I am. Mr. Chair, I would move that we adopt the Dash 2 Amendment to House Bill 3464 dated April 8, 2015.
Representative Noce moves the Dash 2 Amendment dated 4-8-15 to House Bill 3464. Any discussion on the amendment? Any objection? So moved.
To the motion.
Please.
Mr. Chair, I would like to move House Bill 3464 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Noce moves House Bill 3464 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Would you call the roll, please?
Representative Buehler?
Yes.
Representative Kenimer?
Aye.
Representative Kenny
Geyer?
Aye.
Representative Lively?
Aye.
Representative Weidner?
Aye.
Mr. Hayden?
Aye.
Vice Chair Nelson?
Aye.
Mr.
Greenberg? Aye. Motion carries. Representative Hayden, you think you remember which bill this is?
I will.
The floor.
Representative Greenberg, can I carry that last one?
This
sure.
One?
Yeah. Okay.
You can,
I just know you're supposed to appoint a carrier, and I wanted to volunteer.
Well, you can carry it.
This one that we just passed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wait. Before we go... I might have fouled up.
That's a waste of meaning.
Wrong amendment?
No, we have to. We need to rescind the Ways and Means referral on this one.
Oh, okay. Let's have a motion to rescind.
Well, you need to open up the work session.
I haven't closed it yet.
Okay. So what we need to do is suspend the rules to reconsider the vote by which we just passed the bill out of committee.
Oh, I see. We need to get it back first.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any objection to the suspension of the rules to revote on the bill? Hearing none, so moved. Okay. So we need a whole new amendment again. Then,
no, right? No. We just need a motion to rescind the waste.
I mean, we need a whole new motion to start over.
So it would just be a due pass as amended to the floor and rescind the referral to Ways and Means by prior reference.
Okay, I think
you
I
ready
can
for that one? Let's
all right,
go.
Here we go. Mr. Chair, I would like to move that we pass House Bill 3464 as amended, send it to the floor, but that we rescind the prior referral to Ways and Means.
Representative Nose moves. We move House Bill 3464 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and that we rescind the subsequent referral to Ways and Means. Any objection? So moved. Close the work session on House Bill 3464. And where are we next? Let's see. No, we don't. I just did it without objection.
Okay,
got it.
Representative Hayden, you're going to have a chance to talk again. What do we have here, Madam Administrator?
Well,
I opened the work session on 3506.
Okay, Mr. Chair. Could you stand at ease a second? Could you stand at ease?
We're at ease. Open a work session on House Bill 3506.
Okay.
What do we have, Madam Minister?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3506 had a public hearing on April 13th. It's back before us. This directs Oregon Health Authority to adopt rules establishing criteria relating to the specified period of time to obtain dentures, to allow partial dentures to be replaced at least once every 5 years, and to have a tooth extraction without having an acute infection or abscess. There is no amendment on this bill, Mr. Chair. There's no revenue, but there is a fiscal impact. With the fiscal impact, there needs to be a referral to Ways and Means on the bill, Mr. Chair.
How big is the fiscal impact?
Huh?
How big is the fiscal impact?
I'll let you look at it.
Significant.
Okay. We'll need to add a referral. Do you want to finish talking about this bill first, Representative Payton?
Then Representative Kenny Geyer?
Yeah, we'll go ahead.
Okay.
Chair Greenlink, House Bill 3506 is brought to us through Kenny Geyer, and it has to do with the denture coverage that I previously started, so we'll ramble through that quickly. It would eliminate the requirement to have a tooth within 6 months of being qualified for a denture when you get onto the Oregon Health Plan coverage through a CCO or through the fee-for-service system or the open card. On partials, it would lower the requirement from 10 years down to 5 years so that people that have a partial denture that is attached to other teeth, that's what a partial denture is. It means that there's natural teeth in there. They have an attachment to those natural teeth. It's not unreasonable that that person loses that natural tooth within less than a 10-year period of time, and so they have to have that remade. It would allow that to be covered once every 5 years. A third thing that it has to do with is wisdom teeth. There's a lot of confusion around the requirement for the wisdom tooth to cause pain and have pathology, meaning it's got to have a cavity or it's got to have some infection around it. There is a desire by most of the dental network providers to include extraction based on pain only rather than requiring the pathology. There is a significant fiscal on it, so it has to go to Ways and Means. The fiscal is because, not because the DCOs or the CCOs ask for increased funding with this. They actually did not ask for any increased funding, but since it includes the open card population, a fiscal was made on that, and for the dentures, it came in at a cost to the state around $225,000, I think.
They're estimating a total of a possible $4 million of local and federal funds.
That's for the dentures.
Yeah, the combination of the two.
Yeah, the partial dentures, they're estimating 584 more dentures per biennium might be made, and somehow they go to 4,000 partial dentures. In my opinion, this is significantly overstated, but I don't know how their formula works.
It can be worked out in Ways and Means to see if we get it.
Can I add a comment there?
Yes, please.
Thank you. I'm really appreciative of Representative Hayden working on this with me because it's not my area of expertise. It's certainly my area of interest. We only just got the fiscal and learned of this, so we will work in Ways and Means to clarify it and lower it.
Okay.
And we encourage you to send the idea forward.
We have a motion, please.
Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 3506 to the floor, but
with a due pass recommendation.
With a due pass recommendation, but that the committee, but that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Noce moves that we pass House Bill 3506 to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Is there any discussion? Please call the roll.
Representative Buehler?
Yes.
Representative Kanemer?
Aye.
Representative Kenny Geyer?
Aye.
Representative Blythe?
Aye.
Representative Blythe?
No.
Vice Chair Hayden?
Aye.
Vice Chair Noce?
Aye.
Chair Greenlee?
Aye. Motion carries. House Bill 3506 is on its way to Ways and Means. Close the work session on House Bill 3506. Can open a work session?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Are we?
Yes.
We are. Okay. Open a work session on House Bill 2125. What do we have?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2125, as you recall, extends the sunset for the rural medical care tax credit to January 1, 2022. You have the dash twos before you that modifies the January 1, 2022 date to January 1, 2018. This has a subsequent referral to the Committee on Tax Credits. It does have a revenue impact statement. No fiscal impact on the dash twos, Mr. Chair.
Okay, can I have a motion, please?
This is you.
Yes, I, Chair Greenlick, I move to adopt the dash two amendments dated 4/13/15.
Representative Hayden moves the dash two amendments dated 4/13/15 to House Bill 2125.
Can you just say again briefly what that is?
The dash two?
Yeah.
Just extends the sunset. Instead of 2022, we're extending to 2018.
I was going to comment on that.
Oh, I think
so. Wait, no, that's fine. We really were asked by the speaker to deal more robustly with the policy issues involved in all of these loan repayment and tax credit bills. We just don't have enough information to deal with it. There's a Senate bill that may give us more information. This purpose of this was not to point out that we have any problems with the current bill, but to give the committee some time to deal with it. So it's a 2-year increase in sunset and on to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means, the Joint Committee on Tax Credits. Is there any discussion on the amendment?
Yes,
ma'am.
I'd like to say I support that 2-year and looking at it again. I hope that Senate bill makes its way over here and passes. I think that'll be really helpful to see where the workforce shortages need that are. I am still interested in introducing the idea of not having the tax credit go to people who have also gotten the loan forgiveness, or the tuition-free that mandates that they stay in rural areas in return for that, because then that incentive is not needed. Maybe that can be added later in the process.
I think it'd be very worthwhile just to note for the Office of Rural Health that the more information they can give us as we go forward with this, the better off we're going to all be, because I think we all know we need to keep providers in the rural areas, and even as Representative Nathanson's amendment at 1% in underserved urban areas. But we just really need to have better information to help us make this decision. We have, for example, a proposal to add to the tax credit side pharmacists, and this, which would have added some 800 or 900 pharmacists to the tax credit thing. Maybe that's needed or maybe it's not, but we really don't have, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not used to feeling so at sea on providing consultation to our other committees. Is there any other discussion on the amendment? Did we adopt the amendment yet?
No, we're okay. Just discussing it.
Is there any objection to the dash two amendments to 2125? So moved. Can we have a motion on the bill?
Chair Greenlick, I move House Bill 2125 as amended
To the floor with
to the floor with a due pass recommendation at the bill, and that the bill be referred to the Joint Tax Credits Committee.
Representative Hayden moves that we adopt House Bill 2125 to be moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and that it be referred to the Joint Committee on Tax Credit by prior referral. Is there any discussion on the motion? Would you please call the roll?
Representative Buehler?
Yes.
Representative Kenemer?
Aye.
Representative Kenny Geyer?
Aye.
Representative Lively?
Aye.
Representative Wagner?
Aye.
Vice Chair Hayden?
Aye.
Vice Chair Noakes?
Aye.
Chair Greenlight?
Aye. Motion carries. 2125 is on its way to the Joint Committee on Tax Credits. I close the work session on House Bill 2125.
You should track that one.
222 is carrying over, right?
You're not really a rural provider unless you go outside of them.
Carried over.
2369 is carried over.
Yeah.
And you want to attach it to the policy.
Yeah.
2522.
Correct.
What do we have?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2522 creates the Islander Health Coverage Gap Assessment Office in the Oregon Health Authority to promote access to health care for island citizens residing in the United States under the Compact of Free Association, or CAFA. We had a public hearing on this bill on February 9th. It's back before us. You have a fiscal statement on the bill and no revenue. This does have a subsequent referral to Ways and Means by prior reference.
Is an amendment?
No amendments, Mr. Chair.
No amendment. Can I have a motion on the bill, please?
Chair Greenlake, I move that House Bill 2522 be moved to Ways and Means without recommendation.
Representative Hayden moves that House Bill 2522 be moved to the Committee on Ways and Means without recommendation. I must say I'm a little reluctant on this, but we've been asked by Ways and Means to consider it, so I'm willing to send it forward without recommendation. This will have a very large Ways and Means, a very large fiscal on it when we start adding it up under the current form.
Can I ask a question, Representative Chair? Can I ask a question?
Yes, please.
So if it's not amended, all it is asking for them to do a study?
Page 2.
Page 2 of the bill?
Of the amendment. Of the fiscal.
Oh, page 2 of the fiscal?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was just looking at the 100,000.
Right, no, there's some, they're talking, they give you an average of the current residents, and they give several assumptions on that. They give 9,000 residents, and then they go down to 30% of that, and then they give you an estimate and down to 20% of that. So there's fiscal put in, some various options.
But the question
consider.
Is, does the bill only call for a task force in its current form? I don't think we were going to amend it. To be
it was. It's not amended.
No, we did. I never
but
got amendments.
We have not amended it.
No.
And so it's just asking for a task force. Not a task force.
No,
I'm sorry.
It's creating
for them
an
to
office.
Study. Yes. To help link them to health care. So that fiscal, I believe, is on if Oregon Health Plan actually covered them. Is that right?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Well, let's look at the bill.
Okay. I think a lot of states do it.
It creates an office in the Oregon
here. Yeah.
So, Chair Greenlick, looking at this bill, it was presented to us, and then there was a lot of discussion about doing just a study or a task force on it. This would actually, in my opinion, create an office, and they've made some assumptions. If 20% of this population were to seek care through Medicaid, the impact projected would be approximately $8 million for an 18-month biennium, and $11.3 million for a 24-month biennium. And there's
Well, let's send it to Ways and Means and let them figure it out. Hmm?
But I would love to see a recommended to pass.
You want to amend the motion? The motion is without recommendation.
Can we stand at ease for
you a moment? You have a motion on the table.
There's a motion on the table.
So you can either...
Can we...
Vote against the motion on the table?
Can we stand at ease for a moment?
Very at ease.
So from my understanding from the bill, the Islander Health Coverage Gap Assessment Office would be established. The office shall report to the Legislative Assembly at least one each calendar year on the progress made. I don't see where it says anything about it's obligated to cover the costs, that if we were to assume that Oregon Health Plan would cover them. There's nothing in this bill that says that. It's a bill to study the gaps in assessments and how to link them to health care. It's true that what they come up with might make that kind of recommendation, but that's not in here. I think that what they're saying is that the cost of doing this is $100,000, and if we were to go on and cover the cost so that we know what we're headed toward, the $9 million or whatever that is would be the cost of actually covering their care.
Well, the first page of the fiscal talks about creating the office, is that right?
That's the $100,000. And if we were to actually cover care, which the bill doesn't call for.
But it also talks about, well,
I would just like to propose sending a bit of a stronger message to Ways and Means than from a policy point of view, not from a fiscal point of view, that this is an important population that we look at. How do we cover health care costs?
We have an amendment on the floor. A motion. We pull that motion off. We can consider a motion to send it forward to DUCAS. I'll tell you that I, for one, will be opposed to that motion, but I'm glad to bring it on the floor. You want to withdraw your motion?
I'll withdraw my motion.
Okay, so now we're back to square one. So,
tell you what we'll do. Let's carry this bill over to Monday.
Okay. Close your work session and carry it over.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Close the work session and we'll carry it over till Monday. You're going to add that to that list?
I am, Mr. Chair.
We'll read it again to make sure we have it right.
Here, 7 and 9.
I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2683.
Longstanding plan.
And ask Representative Hayden.
Chair Greenlink, 2683, I want to thank you for the opportunity to working on this. This was a project that we had for several activities, one in-office sedation. We did have some success with that, and this one dealt with bringing 18 healthcare boards together to get a unanimous consensus to deal with how their websites publish disciplinary action. This does not deal with the National Practitioners Data Bank that keeps record of professional licenses for reasons of hiring and credentialing. We received a letter that says, Chair Greenlick, thank you for the opportunity to evaluate the consistency of the publications for discipline on board websites as discussed in House Bill 2683. It is our understanding that this is a primary goal of the committee. The 18 licensing boards will work together during the interim to determine existing requirements for publication and to survey current practices of the board. If the boards are found to be inconsistent and a consistent approach is possible, we will work with the boards, your committee, the governor's office to determine whether a new approach should be implemented. The boards are committed to looking at this issue and to continue to work in the interest of public patient safety and public protection. And the 18 healthcare licensing boards have signed on to the letter.
Mr. Hayden, you did an amazing job getting to that point. Once you got their attention, they were willing to listen.
Thank you.
I appreciate the work. Close the work session on House Bill 2683, and hopefully we'll have a bill in the next session to deal with this question of uniformity across the health licensing courts. Madam Administrator, you were...
I'm hiding.
Okay. 2696 is carried over, is that right?
No.
Oh,
yes, it is. I'm so sorry.
I hope so.
Yes.
Yeah. So we agree.
We're not ready. We don't have the amendment.
carry over.
Okay.
Do we have what we need in 2876?
We do, Mr. Chair. 2876 relates to the surgical technologist. It prohibits healthcare facilities from allowing a person without specified qualifications and education to practice surgical technology. Provides an exception for healthcare facilities in rural or medically underserved areas of the state. Directs the Oregon Health Authority to adopt rules necessary to carry out provisions of the bill relating to surgical technology. Declares an emergency effective on passage. The parties got together. We had testimony that the hospitals had some concerns. They did copious amounts of emails back and forth. What you have before you is the Dash 3 amendments. The Dash 3 amendments adds rural and medically underserved communities to the definition of a healthcare facility. It deletes the 15-hour requirements and replaces it with an every two-year requirement. Clarifies the operative date for the rural or medically underserved facilities to July 1, 2017. Sets a July 1, 2016 as the operative date. There is no fiscal impact and no revenue impact on the bill, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, we have the hospitals in agreement and the surgical techs.
Yes.
In grudging agreement. Mm. So it's ready to go. Can we have a motion, please?
Yeah. Chair Greenlink, I move to adopt the Dash 3 amendments dated 4-15-15.
Representative Hayden moves the Dash 3 amendments, did you say?
Correct.
Yes. The Dash 3 amendments dated 4-15-15. The House Bill 2876. Is there any discussion on the motion? Any objection? So moved.
Chair Greenlink, I move House Bill 2876 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Hayden
as amended.
Moves House Bill 2876 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Please call the roll.
Representative Buehler?
Yes.
Aye.
The committee member.
Yeah.
Aye.
Representative Lively.
Aye.
Representative Widener.
Aye.
Vice Chair Hayden.
Aye.
Vice Chair Noe.
Aye.
Chair Greenlink.
Aye. Motion carries. Do you have a volunteer in this one?
I'll be glad to carry.
Great.
Representative Buehler will carry 2876.
Okay, did we just lose Widener for good?
Close the work session on House Bill 2876.
Okay.
Open a work session on House Bill 3100.
Oh, where is mine?
What do we have, Madam Administrator? I know what he has.
Yeah, okay. This. Give me 1 second, I lost my folder.
Yeah. I think we need Dash 2 amendments.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this is the bill HB 3100 restructures the framework for conducting public health activities and duties in the state and for how public health services are provided to Oregonians. We had a public hearing on March 9th. We had a work session on April 3rd. We adopted the Dash 1 amendments, so they are already in the bill. What you have before you are the Dash 2 amendments based on the Dash 1, which modifies terminology. It does some you can talk about what the Dash 2s do.
What the Dash 2 amendments is to get everybody in agreement with the bill.
There you go. Okay.
There's a bunch of technical amendments. The counties are okay with it now. The OHA is okay with it now. The public health community seems okay with it now. I think it's time to move it to Ways and Means.
Yes, and we do have a fiscal on the Dash 1 and the Dash 2 that is requesting additional analysis in Ways and Means. So what's pending is the Dash 2 amendments.
Have a motion on the Dash 2?
Sure, Mr. Chair. I would like to move the Dash 2 amendments to House Bill 3100, dated April 14, 2015.
Representative Noes moves the Dash 2 amendments to House Bill 3100, dated 4-14-15. Is there any discussion on the amendments? Any objection? So moved.
You want another motion?
Please.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move House Bill 3100 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Noes moves House Bill 3100 be moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Not sure I'm going to vote.
You can vote however you want. You're a great American. Vote your conscience. I would like to thank all the people who worked so hard on this. The commission that created the report that the bill was based on, the county folks who had a lot of angst about things, especially Claudia Black, who was a major pain in the neck through the process. The OHA who worked hard on it, and it's going to have a significant fiscal now and in the next decade, so I think it's appropriate in ways and means. And I ask you to call the roll, please.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm on this bill. I support this bill. I would hope that in the future somewhere, without upsetting the tea kettle, that we could start to include mental health in the discussion.
I think that's the very next topic that we need to take really seriously. The DOJ thinks we need to take it seriously. We really need to get into it. And that's going to be, I think, the number one topic. Now, the extent to which we can integrate mental health and public health, I think, is one of the questions that we need to think about as we go forward. But you're absolutely right. It's critical.
And I agree with that wholeheartedly.
We'll hear a lot about that in the interim, which means we'll start in June while we're still here and we can start working on it. We do interim hearings in the month of June where we're all done with our business, and that gives us a chance where we're all gathered to meet relatively frequently. So we'll actually start our work as soon as we finish our Senate bills. Okay.
We have a motion on the floor.
I know. Oh, okay. Would you call the roll, please?
Representative Buehler?
Yes.
Representative Kenimer?
Aye.
Representative Kenny
Geyer?
Aye.
Representative
Lackey? Aye.
Representative
Weiner?
Aye.
Vice Chair Hayden?
Aye.
Vice Chair Noakes?
Excuse.
No, I'll vote yes. I prefer absent. Yes.
Aye. The motion carries. 3100 is on to the tender mercies of the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Close the public hearing on House Bill
31. Work session.
I'm sorry, close the work session on House Bill 3100.
Oh, you mean I get to do that again?
No, you don't.
Okay.
Now, let's see.
Is that it?
3347 is carried over. 3427 is carried over.
Yeah.
We're done.
We're
done.
Only delete.
Let me read that. Before we go,
let's read.
Okay.
So, this is your carryover.
We added a couple of things. But let me make sure we get these, and then we'll get what we added.
Right. That's gone.
House Bill 2758, House Bill 2222, House Bill 2369,
great.
House Bill 2696, House Bill 3347, House Bill 3427.
Okay. And then the other one that we decided that got announced was 2948.
Right.
Okay. And then the other one,
the Marshall Islands.
Yeah. Right, 2522. Yeah, and then the other one that had the fiscal, which was 3506. Right? Is that the one? What's the one that?
3506.
We moved 3506. Yes. 20, okay.
Yeah, 35.
Held over.
Yeah, the 3506, we had to add the Ways and Means, and Representative Kenny Geyer asked us to. On the denture.
It's also Representative Clem's bill, so I'd just love to touch base with him.
Okay, so is that what everybody else has? The three that we added, 2948, 2522, and 3506?
We carried 3506 over.
No, we voted.
But we voted on it.
We voted on 3506.
No, we just threw the motion.
Let's just.
Okay, then.
Which is 3506?
That was.
The one that had the large fiscal on it.
Yeah, we won.
3506 is right. Going to
Ways and Representative Hayden took his motion off the table.
Wait.
No, we're
talking about the wrong bill.
I think so, too.
We withdrew 3506
went to Ways and Means.
22.
I think Red Sir.
Yes, we withdrew 2522.
I was the only no vote.
He's got it.
No,
and I'm signed on to it.
Okay,
Good job.
Pacific Islander
the
is a different
is,
number.
Is way,
it shouldn't be going to.
That's 25, 22.
Way out of
the fiscal on it.
Can we stand at ease?
Yes.
Please.
We are at ease. And we are adjourned. Thank you all very much for your
Monday
evening. Monday evening.
Good job.
No, good job.
Finally.
Good job.
Finally.
Monday evening.
Good job.